center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
How's it going, everybody? Sam Jelinek here with you from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball, but first, the pregame show. Getting you set for game 3 of 6 here between the Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Here from Five County Stadium, Shorebirds coming in after dropping yesterday's matinee morning game against the Mudcats at 11 a.m. Ooh, a little bit of allergies spiking up there. But anyways, Shorebirds dropped yesterday's game by a final of 1-0 to the Mudcats, a tough contest where the Shorebirds and Mudcats each only had 4 hits apiece. And it was the Mudcats who, without the benefit of a hit in the 8th inning, managed to score a run. Eduardo Garcia hit by a pitch, then stole second, throw went into center. Garcia got up off his belly, made his way to third, and then scored on the sacrifice fly from Jesus Chirinos to provide the only run of the game in that one. Shorebirds had the final 9 batters that they sent to the plate retired, actually the final 10. Shorebirds offense just can never get going, although Davey Cruz and Miguel Padilla on the mound both threw exceedingly well. Cruz 5 innings of shutout baseball, Padilla allowing just an unearned run over 3 innings of no-hit baseball. But looking at today's game, Shorebirds now at 27-56 on the season, beg your pardon, 6-11. Here in the second half, 7.5 back here in the second half standings of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Carolina, the Mudcats, now at 41-42. They are 7-10 here in the second half right now as well. They have won 1 game in a row. The Shorebirds have lost 1 game in a row. One of the bright spots for the Shorebirds here over the past couple of weeks has been the play of shortstop, second baseman, third baseman, and wherever you want to put him, basically, Frederick Benkozme, a relative unknown coming into this season. Benkozme has played exceedingly well here over the past couple of weeks, earning him the nickname of Freddy Base Knox. So, decided to talk to Freddy for the first time today, and I didn't mention it at the start of the interview, so I'll say it now. I also give thanks at the end of the interview as well. But Freddy, although still learning his English, felt more comfortable orchestrating the interview in Spanish with Julio Ibarra, the Shorebirds trainer, acting as our interpreter. So know that going into the interview that it is Julio giving us the answers back in English after Frederick gives us to them in Spanish. So without any further ado, our pregame guest on the Shorebirds pregame show, it's the Birds shortstop, Frederick Benkozme. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, joined by Shorebirds shortstop, third baseman, second baseman, defense on the day, Frederick Benkozme. Freddie, you've been playing very well here ever since you joined the Shorebirds, hitting almost 360. What's allowed you to join this team and really just play so well from the moment that you got here?
No, muy emocionado en verdad y esto es para eso es que uno trabaja aquí todos los días para uno avanzar y subir de nivel cada día y para esto que uno trabaja en la temporada muerta.
I'm very happy to be here. This is what I've been working for the whole off season, so I'm very happy to be here. I'm glad that I can help my team.
And you hit an absolute bomb back on Tuesday's game, your first homer here with the Shorebirds. That's one thing that's really impressed me is that you've been able to rack up so many hits, but now you're starting to tap into your power. What's allowed you to really start driving the ball a bit more here of late?
Estoy cambiando un poco la rutina de mi entrenamiento antes del juego y eso. Y batiendo como más bola pesada, cambiando un poco la rutina de mi swing también y eso.
I've been changing my pregame routine a little bit in the cage. I'm doing swings with more intensity and hitting heavy balls and swinging with the heavy bat. So I'm trying to to hit a little bit with more power now.
And I've given a couple of shout-outs to what I presume is your girlfriend and your family here over the season. How important is your support system and your family to you?
Que él ha visto que tú le has dado como que las gracias a tu familia y también a tu novia. Este, que cómo te sientes, cómo se siente tu familia, este, de todo lo que has logrado.
Muy bien, muy feliz, muy contento cada día. Después de Dios, yo soy mi número uno en todo lo que yo hago y todo lo que yo hago por ellos y ellos lo saben y cada día se siento más contento con el trabajo que estoy haciendo.
After God, they're everything for me. They're always there to support me and they're very happy with the progress that I have been making and also how I have been playing lately.
And obviously your play has coincided with the Shorebirds winning quite a few more games here of late. You scored the winning run in the doubleheader against Salem back on Sunday. What was that mad dash from second leg, scoring on Noelbert Romero's single? Because you barely, I mean just barely, got under the tag there.
¿Cómo te sentiste cuando hemos ganado estos últimos juegos y especialmente cuando tú anotaste la carrera, cuando Romero dio esa línea, que llegaste casi, casi al quieto, que casi que fue una jugada cerrada?
Yo estaba listo, anticipé la jugada y sé que había cero out, pero desde que vi que el batazo pasó y sobre todo, yo fui directamente a home y Felipe, el manager, me dio lugar para seguir y fui agresivo todo el tiempo con la esperanza de que iba a llegar a 6, así fue, gracias a Dios.
I was ready, I was expecting something like that and I was all ready and Felipe also gave me the green light, so that's what I decided. That's when I decided that I had a good opportunity to score. So
one thing that's really impressed me is that you only signed now a couple of years ago. What do you think has allowed you to, you know, you're just 2 years after you signed coming out of the DR to now join professional baseball and play as well as you have here from the start?
Que tú no firmaste hace mucho y cómo se siente como que ese cambio entre Dominicana y llegar a una liga profesional aquí que es un poco alta, cómo fue ese cambio y cómo te has sentido con este cambio porque no has tenido mucha experiencia como quien dicen profesional.
Yo me preparé en la temporada muerta, incluso tengo algunos coaches que tienen experiencia en Grandes Ligas, están actualmente, son hitting coach en Grandes Ligas con otro equipo y siempre pensando en el siguiente nivel al que yo creo que me van a enviar y creo que eso me ayudó mucho y prepararme mentalmente que es el mismo béisbol donde quiera que uno vaya.
I work pretty hard in the off season. I always get prepared to take the next step and play in the next level. I'm also able to work with hitting coaches that have MLB experience back home, so they have been helping me a lot with what I have been doing offensively, but I'm always ready. The game doesn't change.
Well, Frederick, thank you so much for your time here today. Julio, thank you so much for translating. I forgot to mention that off the top. Julio Ibarra, our phenomenal trainer, has been translating here for Frederick. Thanks to the both of you for the time today.
Thank you,
Sam.
We'll be back with the Preston on Motive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for game 3-6 between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Time for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He'll be playing second base. Elio Prado is out in left field. He bats second. Frederick Ben-Cosme is the DH. He bats third. Christopher Cespedes added back to the Shorebirds roster prior to today's game, coming down from AA Bowie. He bats cleanup, and he'll play right field. Isaac De Leon is the third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Noelbert Romero, the shortstop, bats sixth. Steven Acevedo in center hits seventh. Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, eighth. Wilkin Grullón, the catcher, bats ninth. Ned Cortez on the mound for the Shorebirds, bats ninth. Rounding it out for Delmarva. On the flip side for Carolina, Henry Mendez in right, Zach Robbie at second, Jefferson Caro at catcher bats third. Jackson Chorio back to the lineup. He'll play center field. Eduardo Garcia is the shortstop batting fifth. And Oswald Viones is at left field batting sixth. Jesus Chirinos, the DH, bats seventh. Luis Silva, the first baseman, eighth. And Jeremy Vargas, the third baseman, rounds it out for Edwin Jimenez on the mound for the Mudcats. Carolina's taking the field, so it's time to step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Del Mar Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Hello and welcome everybody to Zebulon, North Carolina. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds taking on the Carolina Mudcats for the third time of six here this week. The series currently tied at a game apiece. Shorebirds taking the opener back on Tuesday night, 7-3. Mudcats shutting out the Shorebirds last morning, by a score of 1-0 to even the series all up. On the mound for the Mudcats here today, it's Edwin Jimenez getting the start for technically the Mudcats, but they don their alternate identity here today. They are the Carolina Microbrews, one of my favorite alternate identities in the entirety of the minors. So Jimenez on the hill for the Microbrews. He is 2-4 with a 4.52 ERA, making his 11th start, 17th appearance overall. He's on the mound for Carolina, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Oswald Viones out in left field. Jackson Chorio is in center. Hendry Mendez is the right fielder. Jeremy Vargas over at third. Eduardo Garcia is the shortstop, with Zach Robbie at second base. Luis Silva plays first base, and Jefferson Caro is the catcher, with Edwin Jimenez on the hill for the Microbrews. Luis Valdez, Elio Prado, and Frederick Bencosme will be due up to bat for the Shorebirds here in the first against the 6'3", 175-pound righty out of Caracas, Venezuela. 69 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 63, walked 27, 63 hits, 37 runs, with 35 of them earned. Has had a little bit of a gopher ball problem. He's allowed 11 on the season. But we'll see whether or not the Shorebirds can get to Jimenez here after being shut out for the fifth time this season. Their second 1-0 loss of the year as well, and both of them, oddly enough, have come in 11 a.m. start times at home against Salem, and then yesterday morning against the Mudcats. Luis Valdez stands in from the left side, switch hitter, hitting against Jimenez, the righty, goes into his line. The first pitch of the game is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one, and we're underway right on time at 7 o'clock here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Valdez comes in hitting 267, a 688 OPS, shows bunt on the 0-1, but the pitch is down the dirt, and the count's even at 1-1. Valdez, two homers, 16 driven in, leads the Carolina League with 42 stolen bases. The rock and the pitch. Foul is. It's a weak chopper towards the right side off the mound. The pitcher Jimenez gloves it on the infield grass and flips to first to retire Valdez for the game's first out. So Valdez retired. He's gone hitless now in his past five at-bats, and that brings up the left fielder Elio Prado. Prado digs in from the right side. Jimenez, big tall righty from the first base side of the rubber, into his windup the pitch. And Prado rips it on one hop to the third baseman. Vargas, a diving stop to his left, gets up and throws out Prado at first with a sensational play here for the second out of the first inning. Vargas laying out to his left, able to spear a hot shot. Prado thought he had himself a one-out single. Instead, the second out of the inning recorded, and Jimenez, with just four pitches, has two outs here in the first. Brings up our pregame guest, Frederick Benkozme. Left-handed batter, slightly open stance. The first pitch to him is a fastball just off the outside corner for ball one. Outfield straight away, infield relatively straight up for Benkozme, except for Vargas at third, plays off the line. The pitch, it's a breaking ball down low, and the count's 2-0 in Benkozme's favor. Frederick hitting 366, 865 OPS. 29th game tonight. The pitch. Benkozme swings and hits it high in the air out to deep right. Mendez goes back on the track in front of the wall. He settles up and puts it away for the final out here in the first. It's a seven-pitch first inning for Edwin Jimenez. Sets down the side in order, 1-2-3. On to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing. Carolina coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the first here from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's Delmarva nothing, and the Carolina Mudcats about to come to bat for the first time against Edgar Portes, making the start for the Shorebirds on the mound. Edgar on the hill, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Elio Prado in left, Steven Acevedo in center, Christopher Cespedes out in right. Isaac De Leon's over at third base, Noelbert Romero at shortstop, with Luis Valdez over at second. Roberto Martinez gets the start at first, and Wilkin Grullon does the catching. The first pitch from Portes to Henry Mendez is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Good start for Portes in the zone. Edgar making his sixth start of the season. He's 0-3 with a 4.15 ERA. The pitch. Mendez foul tips it out at the plate off the catcher Grullon. Snowballs and two strikes. Portes, 6'2", 165 pounds, 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Works from dead center on the rubber, but he angles himself off towards the third baseline. Righty into his windup. Here's the 0-2. It's down in the dirt, easy take for Mendez. And the count's a ball in, two strikes. Mendez leading it off for the Mudcats. 234 average, 655 OPS. Three homers and 26 driven in. The kick and the 1-2. Misses up and away with the fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Last time out for Portes was another solid outing, something that we've come to expect from Edgar. He's never really been at his best this season, but he's been steady. 2-2. Misses outside with the off-speed pitch, and the count's full. 5 innings, he allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts against Salem back on July the 8th. No decision for him in that one. 3-2. Mendez reaches for it, floats it towards short over the leap of Noelbert Romero and on into left center for a base hit. Center fielder Acevedo goes, picks it up, throws it back in. It's a leadoff single for Mendez, just able to float it over Romero at short. And we've got the game's first hit and base runner. So that brings up Zach Robbie, who got yesterday morning off, back in the lineup here today. Hitting 227 to 646 OPS. No homers, 20 driven in. The first pitch to him is a fastball that misses high for ball one. Man at first, nobody out. Bomb of the first. Portes from the stretch. Straightens up, comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch. And Robbie rips one deep down the left field line, heading towards the pole, but that's hooked foul. Some hard contact off of Portes there. Robbie can't keep it fair, though, so the count's even at 1. Portes has had some trouble with the long ball. That's what bit him in his last start against Salem. All 3 runs he allowed were on a 3-run homer to Brian Gonzalez of the Red Sox. Throw over to first, and Mendez back in with a dive. Mendez 5 for 11 in stolen bases this season. Man at first, nobody out for the Mudcats here in the home half of the first scoreless game. Middle infield at double play depth. Portes set. Here's the pitch. And it's down and away, gets straight through Grullón to the backstop. That was a fastball. Grullón just didn't hang on to. That's got to be a pass ball. Pitch is called a ball on Robbie, so 2-1, and Mendez up to second. Shorebirds have not gotten good defense from their catchers here this week. Grullón made 3 errors. Back on Tuesday, Monte Cohn had a crucial error in yesterday's game that led to an unearned run, the only run of the game. The pitch. Robbie swings, hits it off the hands into shallow right. That's going to drop in for a base hit. On one hop in front of Acevedo, he chucks it in towards the plate, cut off by the pitcher, Portes. And stopping at third, Mendez, as he had to wait to make sure that that ball found some open real estate. So back-to-back singles to start the game for the Mudcats. Men at the corners and nobody out for the catcher, Jefferson Caro. Caro hitting from the right side. Grounds the plate just a touch. Portes the set and the pitch. Breaking balls down the dirt. Grullón lost it beneath his feet for a hot sec. Finds it quick enough that the runners don't advance, and the count's 1-0. First and third, nobody out for Caro. Scoreless game for the moment, bomb of the first. 6 homers, 33 driven in for the Mudcats catcher. Here's the pitch. And Caro swings and pops it up, back and out of play. First base side. 1-1. Middle infield plays back, looking for 2. De Leon at third, a couple of steps back of the bag. Caro from the right side, slightly open stance. Hands held on his back shoulders, and now the catcher Grullón calls time. Caro was 0 for 4 in yesterday's game as he DH'd. Robbie a strong lead from first. Portes the set and the pitch. It's down in the dirt. 2-1. Portes a long lean in. Now straightens up, comes ready. And a throw over to first. Robbie dives back in safely. On the season, Robbie 4-for-4 in stolen bases. Two-one pitch. Caro swings and hits it high in the air out to left. Prado back on the track in front of the wall. He settles up, makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming home to score Mendez. The throw goes back into second. Robbie stays put at first, but the first run of the game comes in. Andrew Mendez scores on Jefferson Caro's sacrifice fly out to left. And Mudcats grab an early 1-0 lead. Cortez has had his first inning struggles. That's now the fourth run, second earned run he's allowed. And just the sixth first inning that he's thrown this year. Hasn't always manifested itself in the form of runs, but he has always seen a lot of traffic on the base paths in the first. Here's the cleanup man, Jackson Chorio. Robbie runs on the first pitch and misses high. The throw to second on a hop is not in time. Robbie able to beat it. Grillon skipped it in from his knees. And Robbie steals second, his fifth stolen base of the season. Chorio swings and rips it into left. That's a base hit. Getting the wave around third. Here comes Robbie. The throw from Prado cut off. De Leon holds on to it. Robbie comes in to score without a play. It's an RBI single for Jackson Chorio. And the Mudcats have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
The Mudcats are safe at home with Mosquito Shield. Life is better outside.
So a less than ideal start for Edgar Portes here in this one. Chorio back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. Slated to go to the Futures game later this week. RBI singled his first hit of the series. Now he's looking like he wants to run on the first pitch. Portes comes ready. Here's the pitch. Chorio runs. The pitch a called strike. The throw to second. Not in time. It was a strong one from Grullón. Chorio just outran the baseball. His 10th stolen base of the season as the pitch was a called strike on Eduardo Garcia. Garcia hitting from the right side, the Mudcat shortstop. Square stance, Portes run the belt. Chorio now at second. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Out in front of a little bit of a slower fastball at 88 from Portes there. It's 0-2. Garcia hitting 273 with a 733 OPS. Scored the only run of yesterday's game, went 3-for-3. Stole two bases and was crucially hit by a pitch. Inside move to second, chases Chorio back to the bag. It's Carolina 2, Delmarva nothing here in the home half of the first. Portes already at 18 pitches. There's no tandem today with Portes. So the Shorebirds bullpen, which should be well rested after not being used yesterday. The pitch, it's breaking ball down the dirt. Ball and two strikes. The Shorebirds have plenty of arms to go after Portes, but hate to see him have to be pulled early. 1-2. Swung on and chopped towards the shortstop Romero. He gloves, throws across the diamond low, but it's dug out by the first baseman Martinez with a split to boot. Moving to third, Chorio, a rather daring move by him as that ball was basically hit right at him, the runner. Typically you're told, ball right at you, stay put, but Chorio takes the extra 90 feet. Garcia grounds out, second out of the inning. That brings up Oswell Leones, left-handed batter, hitting 208, 568 OPS. First pitch from Portes is swung on and popped out of play. Third base side. No balls and one strike. Leones, the Mudcats left fielder, trying to make it a 3-0 game. It's already 2-0 Carolina here in the home half of the first. The pitch. Leones takes on the inside corner. Breaking ball just finds the edge. No balls, two strikes. Trorio at third, two outs, home half the first. Portes from the belt, stares at third, now the pitch. And Leonis cracks it in the air, deep out to right, towards the wall. That baseball's gone. It's a four-run first inning for the Mudcats. With the exclamation point, and Oswell Leonis, two outs, two-run homer out to right. His second long ball of the season. And after it took us until the eighth inning yesterday to find just one run, it takes the Mudcats just not even a half inning to plate four here in the first. Brings up the DH, Jesus Chirinos. The four earned runs allowed by Portes now tying his season high for earned runs allowed. First pitch to Chirinos is a breaking ball up and in. And pitching coach Joe Hommacher is going to make a visit. Portes at 23 pitches here in the first. Shortstop Noel Bert Romero will come in and translate for Hommacher as the first base coach for the Mudcats, who has transformed into a walking Evo Shield advertisement. Calls over the bat boy and hands off his plethora of elbow and shin guards. Covered head to toe. That's when you know it's been a good inning offensively. Unfortunately, it's come against the Shorebirds here in the first. Four runs home for the Mudcats. As after the Shorebirds pitching staff held them to three runs back on Tuesday, and then just one run in yesterday's game, they've exploded for four here in the bottom of the first. Meeting over in the 1-0 pitch to Chirinos is a fastball down and away. Four, ball two. Less than ideal start for Edgar Portes here. 24 pitches here in the first, four runs home. 2-0. Chirinos takes a fastball a little low. Ball three, and Portes hasn't even walked anybody in the frame. It's been a couple of stolen bases, a passed ball, RBI single, a two-run homer, sack fly. 3-0. Chirino swings away and bombs one deep towards the left field corner. That baseball's off the top of the wall. Chirino's around first, trying for two. Here's the throw from Prado, and it's in time. Elio Prado gets the Shorebirds out of the inning without any more damage with a strike from left as he snags Jesus Chirinos trying for two. And that's how the first inning comes to an end. After an inning of play, it's Carolina 4 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Fans, are you a local hero, or do you know what?
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Early hole for the Shorebirds to try to dig out of here. It's Carolina 4 and Delmarva nothing here at the start of the second. Christopher Cespedes, the cleanup man, leads it off for the Shorebirds against Edwin Jimenez, who needed just seven pitches to get out of the first. First pitch to Cespedes is cut on and missed for strike one. Might remember Cespedes from last season here with Delmarva. Played about a half season with the Birds. The 0-1, he swings and hits it high in the air out to left center, not all too deep. Left fielder Leones, a couple of steps towards the alley. He puts it away for the first out here in the second. Cespedes last year spent most of his time between Delmarva and Aberdeen. Hit 241, 15 homers, 67 driven in, and spent this year at the upper levels of the minors at AA and AAA. Takes a brief stop here with Delmarva helping fill in while some guys currently injured. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is fastball down and in for ball one. De Leon hitting third, batting fifth and playing third. The 1-0. De Leon chops it on the ground to the third baseman Vargas to his left. He leaps up, comes down with it, and throws to first to retire De Leon for the second out here in the second. Vargas flashing some serious leather at the hot corner here to start. Diving stop for the second out of the first inning, and now a leaping grab to rob De Leon of a potential base hit here for the second out of the second. Brings up the shortstop to Albert Romero, hitting sixth. Five up, five down for Edwin Jimenez. The pitch. Fastballs down the middle for strike one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats. Four zip. Here's the pitch. Romero swings and fouls it off of the plate, off the cleat of the catcher, Caro. And it's quickly 0-2. Romero hitting 229 with a 660 OPS. Seven homers and 31 driven in. Jimenez the rock and the pitch. And Romero hits it off the hands to the third baseman Vargas. A couple of hops. Picks it up, throws the first, retires Romero. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Edwin Jimenez, who's made it through two innings, facing the minimum on just 13 pitches. On to the bottom of the second, it's Carolina 4, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats 4-0. Sam Jelinek here with you from Zebulon, North Carolina at Five County Stadium. Four-run first for the Mudcats off Edgar Portes as he allowed his sixth homer of the season in just his 27th inning. Gopher ball continues to be a problem for Edgar. He nearly gave up a second one to Jesus Chirinos, would have gone back-to-back with Oswell Leones. But the ball hit off the top of the left field fence. Came back in play, and Elio Prado actually threw Chirinos out at second, then the first. So here's Luis Silva, 8-9-1, due up, and he swings to the first pitch, lines it the other way. That's a base hit heading towards the corner. Right fielder Acevedo cuts it off, spins and throws into second to hold Leones, or rather Silva, to just a leadoff single. That's now three straight hits allowed by Portes. And he's given up now six hits through just an inning plus. It's a season high in hits allowed for him. So the Mudcats certainly came to play offensively, already leading 4-0. Here's that old batter, Jeremy Vargas, and the first pitch to him is a breaking ball down the dirt for ball one. Vargas has already flashed the leather a couple of times here early on. A couple of sterling plays over at the hot corner. Right-handed batter. Portes set. The runner takes off from first. He still throws home. It's a strike down the middle, but that doesn't matter because Selva was three-quarters of the way to second by the time Portes threw home. Everybody was screaming at him to step off, and Portes just locked in his zone. In his own little world. Fires a strike. Counts 1-1. Silva steals second, though. It's out there with nobody out. The pitch to Vargas. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Vargas hitting just a .190. 592 OPS. Three homers. 24 driven in. Open stance from the right side. Portes ready the pitch. And it swung on and fouled back. Two balls, two strikes.
Foul ball brought to you by Dunn's Body Shop, Rocky Mountain.
Man at second, nobody out. Bomb on the second, Shorebirds down 4-0. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball high off the glove of Grullón to the backstop. Over to third goes Selva. It'll probably be a wild pitch. And Sylvan now at third with nobody out here in the second. And the Shorebirds just looking like they are not exactly desiring to be here this Thursday evening. Already down 4-0. Infield comes in. 3-2 the count on Vargas. Portes ready. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and away. Portes got the strikeout when he needed it. Gets Vargas to wave away at a breaking ball down and off the outside corner. And that'll bring up Hendry Mendez. Top of the order here for the Mudcats. Singled his first time up. Infield stays in. Mendez from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down. Strike one. Grullón will be keeping an eye over at third on Selva. He's making his way about halfway down the line as the pitch comes home. A very aggressive secondary lead. 0-1. Mendez takes high. One ball, one strike. 4-0 Mudcats. Bomb of the second. Man at third, one out. Portes from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Mendez waves away at a changeup down and away. Ball and two strikes, and Portes starting to look like the Edgar Portes that we're typically accustomed to seeing. 1-2 on Hendry Mendez. Runner at third, two out, or one out here in the bottom of the second. The pitch. It's down in the dirt. Nice block by Grullón. And the count evens up at 2-2. Second baseman Valdez plays back a couple of steps. Back onto the dirt with a left-handed batter. 2-2 pitch. And Mendez swings and fouls it back just above us. Count remains at 2-2. Shorebirds pitching staff has been so reliable of late, especially the trio of Portes, Davy Cruz, and Miguel Padilla. 2-2. Mendez swings and fouls it back just above us again. Actually lands on top of the press box. And the count stays at 2-2. That trio of Padilla, Cruz, and Portes has combined to post 52 and a third innings coming into tonight. Allowed just 17 earned runs. That's a 2.92 ERA. Here's the pitch. Mendez takes. Change up outside. And the count's full. Runner at third. One out. Bomb of the second. Shorebirds already trailing the Mudcats. 4-0. Mendez from the left side, Portes ready. Peretti kicks and throws, and Mendez fouls it back over the netting, up into the suite level. And the count stays at 3-2. Long battle here. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Portes right now at 41 pitches. When a season high as well as Shorebirds high, 97, his last time out. 3-2 again. And Mendez chops another ground up the middle. Diving stop by the second baseman. Valdez gets up, throws the first, and retires Mendez with a fabulous play. Silva comes home to score on the RBI ground out, but Luis Valdez, full extension with the baseball practically behind him, reaches up the middle and throws out Mendez for the second out of the frame. It's 5-0 Mudcats, though, as a run comes in to score. Maybe just some positive momentum for the Shorebirds after a spectacular play. First pitch to Zach Robbie, misses high and tight for ball one. Baby steps for the Shorebirds, find anything positive, latch onto it here. Already down 5-0 in the second. The pitch. Robbie takes a fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Robbie singled and scored his first time up. Stole second and came in on the sacrifice fly. 2-0. Fastball misses high for ball three. Or actually, beg your pardon, he scored on Shorio's RBI single to left. Jefferson Caro on deck. It's 5-0 Mudcats here in the last of the second. Three and oh on Robbie. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a tick high. Portes can't get the call. Walks his first of the afternoon, or of the evening, rather. And the inning continues for Jefferson Caro. Caro with a sacrifice fly his first time up. Drove in a run, his 34th RBI of the season. Man at first, two outs. Portes run the belt. Fires home. And Caro swings and launches one high in the air. Out to shallow right. Second baseman Valdez back, but the right fielder Acevedo, or Cespedes, rather, calls him off. Makes the call and the catch to finally retire the side here in the second. Another run comes in for the Mudcats, though. On to the third. It's the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the third here from Zebulon. It's the Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats 5-0. Sam Jelinek with you. In the press box here behind home plate. Steven Acevedo leads it off for the Shorebirds. Takes a rip at the first pitch. It's a three-hopper to short. Eduardo Garcia vacuums it up, throws to first, and retires Acevedo as Edwin Jimenez now has gone Two and a third on 14 pitches. Shorebirds have certainly been ultra-aggressive against Jimenez. He's retired the first seven he's seen with seven balls in play. First pitch, Roberto Martinez. He swings away, drives in the air out to the deep left field towards the corner, hits off the base of the wall. The left fielder, Leones, picks it up, fires in towards second, but Martinez already standing at second with a one-out double. Well, at this point, the Shorebirds, I think, just doubling down on their initial strategy against Jimenez, trying to attack him first pitch. And Martinez doubles off the left field wall, his second double of the week. Fourth double of the season. That brings up the 9-0 hitter, Wilken Grullón. Grullón doing the catching. Bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Takes a breaking ball at the top of the zone for strike one. Grullón, after starting ultra hot with the Shorebirds, has really cooled off of late. 0 for his last 14. Jimenez from the stretch for the first time. The 0-1 is swung on and skied out to center. Center fielder Chorio in a couple of steps, settles under it, makes the catch. Martinez bluffs a tag from second, but he's not going anywhere. And that's the second out here in the third. Shorebirds and Mudcats have played exceedingly quick games this week. 2 hours, 4 minutes yesterday, 2:17 back on Tuesday. And the Shorebirds doing themselves no favors here today, as Jimenez right now at just 17 pitches through 2 2/3. Top of the order, here's Luis Valdez. He grounded back to the mound his first time up. He swings to the first pitch and chops it foul down the first base side for strike one. So Jimenez has practically thrown a first pitch strike to every batter he's faced, but every first pitch strike, it's basically been put in play. Valdez from the left side, switch hitter. Jimenez the righty, deals home, and it's down the dirt. Gets away from Caro towards the backstop, making his way for third. Martinez, he'll get there standing. Wild pitch puts a man at third with two away for Valdez, which is quite a benefit for the Shorebirds given Valdez's speed. Infield single could now score Martinez from third. A balk, an error, wild pitch, passed ball. The options are endless. Jimenez from the belt, the pitch, and Valdez waves away. Change up, down, and away, can't connect. Ball and two strikes. 5-0 Mudcats, top of the third. Two outs, a man at third. Here's the pitch. And Valdez lays off, fastball high. Two balls, two strikes. Luis, 0 for 4 in yesterday's game, now 2 for 10 in the series. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Here's the pitch, and Valdez just gets a piece of it, ticks it to the backstop. And the count even at 2 and 2. Mudcats 5, Shorebirds nothing, top of the third. Jimenez comes ready. Light kick, here's the pitch. And Valdez takes high. It's worked at full 3-2. And now having seen 6 pitches in this at-bat, literally a fourth of the pitches Edwin Jimenez has thrown in the game. This will be pitch number 24 for him. 3-2. And Valdez lines it back up the middle and into center for a base hit. Martinez jogs on home from third, and Luis Valdez aboard at first with an RBI single. Gets the Shorebirds on the board here in the third. It's Carolina 5 and Delmarva 1 here in the third. Valdez, his second RBI of the series. 17th RBI of the season. Brings up Elio Prado, who was robbed of a base hit his first time up. The first pitch to him is a fastball down and in for ball one. Prado hit a hot smash to third, and Jeremy Vargas diving to his left. He's able to grab it and throw Prado out at first. The pitch swung on and fouled back for strike one.
That ball brought to you by Autobiography.
Two outs, top of the third. Shorebirds now trail it 5-1 on Valdez's RBI single. Carolina league leader in steals over at first, and a throw over as him dive back to the bag safely. Have to imagine he'll be pretty aggressive here. Prado from the right side. Valdez takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs. The fastball misses up and in. The throw to second is in time. Valdez thrown out trying to steal the Mudcats, who have thrown out the most runners in the minors. Throw out their 58th runner of the season here to end the top of the third. On to the bottom of the third, it's Carolina 5, Delmarva now 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Shorebirds make it a four-run game again after Luis Valdez with an RBI single in the top of the third. Edgar Portes will try to keep it at a four-run deficit for Delmarva here. Edgar has given up four in the first, two or one in the second. He has 4, 5, and 6, two up for the Mudcats here in the third. Jackson Shorio leads it off for the Mudcats at an RBI single his first time up to left. Then stole second and came in to score on Oswell Leones' two-run homer out to right. First pitch to Chorio. He takes a big swing and blasts one high in the air. Down the left field line, not all too deep. Left fielder Prado in a couple of steps and right in front of the side warning track. Puts it away for the first out here in the third. And Portes would love himself a couple of quick out series at 48 pitches. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he can turn this start around and turn in five innings. Hector Perez is due to pitch after him today. First pitch now to Eduardo Garcia. He swings and hits another fly ball out to left center this time. Outfielders converge, and it's the center fielder Acevedo making the call and the catch. Two pitches and two outs for Edgar Portes here in the third. Brings up Oswell Leones, who lined a two-run homer over the wall and right his first time up. That was the exclamation mark on the first inning for the Mudcats. For Leones, was his second homer of the season. First pitch to him. Takes fastball, a little low for ball one. Mudcats 5, Delmarva 1 here in the bottom of the third. And Portes trying to author his first zero. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. And less than ideal, Portes snaps the ball back into his glove there, frustrated because I think he knows exactly what I was about to say, which is that Leones was going to take the first two pitches of this at-bat almost no matter what, especially after two quick first-pitch outs. The 2-0, he swings, rips one on one hop to second, but Valdez diving to his left, spears it in from his knees, throws to first to retire Leones for the final out here in the third. Luis Valdez with his second sensational stop at second here in this one. Helps Edgar Portes author a 1-2-3 third. On to the fourth, it's
Carolina 5, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's the Carolina Mudcats 5 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 1. Elio Prado leads it off here in the fourth, and the first pitch from Edwin Jimenez is a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Prado was at the plate when Luis Valdez was caught stealing to end the third. 0-1, Prado swings and chops it foul down the first base side. It's no balls and two strikes. Prado 0-1, grounded to third his first time up. Leads off the fourth with maybe, just maybe, an ounce of momentum now for the Shorebirds. 0-2, Prado takes a called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner. Prado didn't think it was there, was already kicking at the dirt, thinking that he had another pitch to look at. First strike out of the game for Edwin Jimenez, who now threw 3 1/3 innings, has thrown just 30 pitches. Brings up Frederick Benkozme, flying out to deep right his first time up. DHing today for the Shorebirds, the pitch home. Frederick swings, lines it out towards short over the leap of Eduardo Garcia and on into left center, a base hit. Benkozme around first, a wide turn, holds up there, has himself a one-out single. Benkozme had yet another multi-hit game yesterday morning. It's 11th of the season. Really good barrel control there, just lining it the other way, a pitch down and away. That brings up Christopher Cespedes. Benkozme at first, one out. Mudcats 5, Shorebirds 1, top of the fourth, and the first pitch to Cespedes is a fastball just inside for ball one. Cespedes flied out to left his first time up. Returning to the Shorebirds after playing with Delmarva for about 50 games last year. Open stance from the right side, a throw over to first. And Benkozme back in with a dive. Cespedes, a large human, listed at 6'3", 200, but he's, I think he's grown even a little bit since that listing, the 1-0. Fastball just a little high for ball two. Cespedes now 24 years old and started this year with Double-A Bowie, then went up to Norfolk in total 29 games between Double-A and Triple-A. Hit 190, 2-0. Cespedes takes a breaking ball down the middle. Two balls and one strike. Cespedes had four doubles, two homers, 8 runs driven in. Benkozme at first, here's the 2-1. And Cespedes turns on one and blasts it way foul. Out of play down the left field side. Count goes to even at 2-2. Shorebirds down 4, top of the 4. The 2-2. And Cespedes, a bouncer down the third baseline, just foul.
would have been ticketed for extra bases. Instead, Ben Cosme, who had already rounded second, has to take a little shortcut back behind the mounds. Jogs back to first. Count still even on Cespedes, Shorebirds and Mudcats in game 3-6 this week. Right now the series even at 1. Shorebirds trying to win their first road series of the season. 2-2. Cespedes checks his swing, breaking ball down low. Appeal out to second. And Jalen Ferguson says that Cespedes held up in time. So the count's full. See if Ben Cosme runs from first. He's got a strong lead. Full count on Cespedes. The pitch. Runner stays put, and Cespedes swings and misses. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Can't lay off. Jimenez with his second strikeout of the game. And there's two away here in the fourth. So two outs, a man at first for Isaac De Leon. Grounded to third, his first time up. Hitting 197 on the season, a 678 OPS. Five homers, 34 driven in, the pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Mudcats, five runs, six hits, no errors. Shorebirds, one run, three hits, and no errors themselves. De Leon, an open stance from the right side. Jimenez, the set and the pitch. And De Leon rips one out to left, sending Leones back. And in front of the warning track, he's able to reel it in. So that ball made a beeline towards the wall, but Leones is able to track it down for the final out here in the fourth. On to the bottom of the fourth. It's Carolina 5, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Shorebirds still in the hole against the Mudcats on our way to the bottom of the fourth. It's Carolina 5 and Delmarva 1. Sam Jelinek with you here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Shorebirds taking on the alter ego of the Mudcats here tonight, the Carolina Microbrews. Mudcats now going into their fifth season as an affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, as Jesus Chirinos leads it off in the fourth against Edgar Portes, and the first pitch slider misses high for ball one. Torino singled his first time up, but was thrown out trying to extend that into a double. Ended the first. Portes's pitch, breaking ball, grabs the bottom of the zone at the knees. One ball, one strike. Microbrews uniforms, I have just one small nitpicky thing about them. The 1-1, breaking ball off the outside corner for ball two. Obviously, being a Brewers affiliate at the lowest rung of the outside the complex minors, Microbrews makes so much sense. It is a glorious identity. The 2-1. Torinos takes a fastball in. Three balls, one strike. However, the only thing that the Mudcats don't have for their microbrew's identity is matching pants. 3-1. Trino swings and fouls it back, nearly falls over, swung so hard. Counts full at 3-2. But the pants that Carolina wears tonight are pinstripes. Same blue as the Brewers, that kind of navy blue. But their jersey top, which says Micro Brews in royal blue in the gold of Milwaukee across the front. 3-2. Chirinos lines it the other way. That slice is foul. Big sigh of relief from Portes. Count stays at 3-2. But it says Micro Brews, micro in small lettering above the emboldened Brews. Well, that's on top of a white base jersey that is not pinstriped. So it's a little bit of a weird look. But that's the way they do it. 3-2 again to Chirinos. He swings and misses, breaking ball down. Portes gets him, his second strikeout here tonight. And since allowing the 5 runs in the first 2 innings, Edgar Portes has since now retired 5 in a row. That brings up Luis Silva. He singled and scored his first time up. Back in the second. Right-handed batter, the first pitch to him. Breaking ball down the dirt, blocked by the masked Grullon for ball one. Shorebirds lead to avoid dropping back-to-back games here against the Mudcats. Open the series up with a very calm, cool, and collected 7-3 win. Got shut out 1-0 yesterday. 1-0. Swung on and fouled out of play, right field side. 1-1. Silva hitting 8th. Portes right now at 61 pitches. The pitch. Swung on and blasted in the air out to deep right, chasing Cespedes back in front of the warning track. He was able to track it down for the second out here in the 4th. So Portes has now retired 6 in a row. For a moment it looked like he wouldn't even get out of the first inning, and it might not have happened if not thanks to Elio Prado throwing out Jesus Chirinos at second to end that frame. First pitch to Jeremy Vargas is popped out of play, first base side. No balls and 1 strike. It's Carolina 5, Delmarva 1 here in the bottom of the 4th. Portes the wind, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Quickly 0-2. Portes looking for a second straight 1-2-3 inning and to retire his 7th in a row. The pitch. Misses down and away. Fastball, can't find the zone. Ball and 2 strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Portes, the righty, gets his sign, kicks and deals the pitch. And it's swung on and chopped on the ground to short. To his left, Romero vacuums it up. Shortstop throws across and retires Vargas. And Edgar Portes is now retired 7 in a row. Scoreless 4th, on to the 5th. Delmarva trailing the Mudcats 5-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame.
Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Four innings in the books between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here tonight. It's the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds 1. Edwin Jimenez, through four innings, has allowed just one run, a couple of hits, two strikeouts, hasn't walked anybody. 6-7-8 due up against him, as we've got a defensive change to tell you about as well. Gene Carmona has taken over out in left field for the Mudcats, replacing Oswell Leones, who has departed this game for reasons unknown at the moment, but it's the second straight game that Carmona has come on as a defensive sub. First pitch to Noelbert Romero is cut on and missed on the inside corner for strike one. Noelbert grounded to third his first time up. Right on right matchup the pitch. And Romero chops it foul to the backstop. No balls, two strikes. Jimenez threw four-plus innings now on just 41 pitches. Stunningly efficient here. Shorebirds have been hacking left and right against him. It's his first time through the order and then one. He didn't strike anybody out. Recorded his first two strikeouts back in the fourth. The pitch. Romero swings and misses. Well, there's the third strikeout now for Jimenez. Sets down Romero on three pitches here to open the fifth. Brings up Steven Acevedo, the Shorebirds center fielder.
The center fielder, Steven Acevedo.
Grounded to short his first time up. Right-handed batter, spread out stance, 6'4", 215. The wind and the pitch. And Acevedo stings one in the air out to the left. Carmona started in, now goes back, reaches out, and can't reel it in. It goes to the wall. Acevedo on his way to second, shifts down gear, holds up there. As he's standing at second here with one out in the fifth. We'll see how they score that. Carmona is not an outfielder by trade. And looked as much of the part there on Acevedo's fly ball. We'll see whether or not they tag Carmona with an error. It looks like Acevedo for the moment. They haven't actually made a ruling yet. Looks like they've given him a double. So Acevedo with the two-base hit, his second extra-base hit of the week. First pitch to Martinez is down in the dirt, blocked by Caro. One ball, no strikes. For Acevedo, his second double of the season. So he is at second with one away. Shorebirds down 5-1 here in the top of the fifth. The 1-0. Martinez swings, it's a dribbler off the hands to first, off the bag, the first baseman Silva Fields takes it back to the base himself to retire Martinez for the second out here in the fifth.
The catcher,
so two away and Acevedo over at third, and it'll take a two-out knock from Wilkin Grugion to potentially bring in Acevedo. Shorebirds down 5-1 here in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Grugion. Takes a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Grugion flied out to center his first time up. Edwin Jimenez gets his sign, comes ready. Sitting on just 47 pitches in this one. 0-1. Grugion takes a fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. Grugion, we mentioned his first time up that he's really been cold of late. 0 for his last 15, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. Two balls and one strike on Grugion. Acevedo over at third. Jimenez set just above the belt, kicking the pitch. And Grullón way out in front. Swings and misses through a tight breaker on the inside corner. And the count's even at two. Shorebirds down four, top of the fifth, trying to make up some ground slowly but surely. And Grullón calls time and steps out. Acevedo at third takes his lead. Jimenez from the stretch first base side comes ready. Kicking the pitch, and Grullón takes a fastball in on the hands. Count runs full. On deck, the top of the order, Luis Valdez, who has driven in the only run of the game for the Shorebirds. An RBI single back in the third. 3-2, and Grullón checks his swing, breaking ball down, appeal out to second. And Jalen Goodman says he held up in time. So Grullón walks, puts men at first and third with two away for Valdez at the top of the order. First walk issued by Jimenez here in this game. And now Valdez, who lined a single to center, his last time up. Switch hitter bats left. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes down and in. Ahead in the count, 2-1, or 1-0, beg your pardon. Infield plays Valdez to pull, except for Vargas over at third. He stays tight to the bag. The pitch, Valdez swings and misses, chased off the outside corner, a good changeup. Ball and a strike. Outfield does play straight away for Valdez. Grullón at first, Acevedo at third. 2 outs, top of the fifth. The pitch. Fastball tags the outer changeup, rather. Looked like the heater, but instead a good change piece from Jimenez. Able to tag the outside corner. It's 1-2. Jimenez readies up. Kicks and throws. And Valdez just gets a piece of it. Hits it foul just at the plate. Off the catcher, Caro. Count stays at 1-2. Shorebirds down 5-1 here in the top of the fifth. First and third for Valdez. Jimenez, a look over at first, now comes set. Hands the belt, the pitch. And Valdez takes just a little high. Hoo-hoo-hoo, man, that was a tough take for Valdez. The home crowd didn't like the call. Breaking ball just at the letters. But Charlie Welling says it was high, so the count 2-2. Here's the pitch. And Valdez, a chopper back to the middle, beyond the second base. Back, Garcia has it go by him on a slide. On into center, a base hit. Valdez, his second RBI single of the game. Acevedo scores from third, Grullón to second. And it's Carolina 5, Delmarva 2 here in the top of the fifth. Garcia, the shortstop, was shaded up the middle. But he went into a feet-first slide trying to keep it in front. And it snuck right under his glove. Grullón advanced to second. Valdez 2-for-3 with another RBI single. Now the first pitch to Elio Prado. A hot smash to third. Vargas blocks it, picks it up, and has no play. We'll see if they tag Vargas with an error there. Another hot smash by Prado. And this one loads the bases. It's a hit for Elio. He's 1-for-3. And it loads the bases for Frederick Pancozme. And the Shorebirds all of a sudden, an extra base hit, a ball in the gap. Away from maybe tying this game. Back-to-back two-out singles for the Shorebirds. This an infield one for Prado. And now Pancozme, who singled his last time up, stands in. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the fifth. Shorebirds down 5-2. Pancozme from the left side. Here's the pitch. And Pancozme takes down the dirt for ball one. Uh, Jimenez's pitch count has now started to escalate as well. He's at 61. Came into the frame at under 40. The 1-0. And Ben Cosme swings and flies it out to shallow left center. Center fielder Chorio calling for it on the run. Loses his hat and puts it away to retire Ben Cosme as the Shorebirds strand the bases loaded here in the fifth. But Delmarva does get another run back. Luis Valdez with his second two-out RBI single of the game. Makes it a 5-2 game as we go to the bottom of the fifth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, the Shorebirds now trailing the Mudcats 5-2. Luis Valdez with an RBI single in the top of the fifth, and the Shorebirds have made it a three-run game. Edgar Portes back to work, faces the top of the order on the first pitch. Andre Mendez is grounded back to the mound. Portes knocks it down, finds it, picks it up, and throws to first. Retired Mendez for the first out here in the fifth. It's now eight in a row retired by Portes. As going back to the second inning, he hasn't allowed a base runner since walking Zach Robbie. With two outs in the second, and it's now Robbie who comes to the plate. Robbie has walked and singled, scored a run, stolen a base. Right-handed batter, basically straight up from the right side. Feet close together, the pitch. Robbie takes a breaking ball down the middle for strike one, and what a turnaround in this outing for Edgar Portes. Right now with just 68 pitches, has a chance to go six, the pitch. Robbie fouls it back and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Hector Perez starting to warm out in the Shorebirds bullpen. For right now, just doing some calisthenics. But it's 0-2 on Robbie. Portes trying to retire his ninth in a row. One out, nobody on. The 0-2. And Robbie takes inside. One ball, two strikes. Portes has struck out two. Hasn't allowed a base runner since the second. 1-2. Robbie takes a fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Portes allowed four runs on five hits in the first inning. Another run and another hit in the second. 2-2. Robbie tries to check his swing, but he went around. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling rings him up. Portes with his third strikeout tonight has now retired nine in a row. So two out, nobody on. That brings up Jefferson Caro. Caro 0-1 with a sacrifice fly back in the first. The pitch. He swings and skies it down the third baseline towards the Mudcats dugout. Now get back and out of play for strike one. Mudcats 5, Delmarva 2 here in the last of the fifth. Edgar Portes has now retired 9 in a row. Caro from the right side, open stance. Portes the wide and the pitch. Swing, a foul tip held on to by Grullon. Change up darting down and in. Pretty rare pitch, but Portes gets Caro to swing and miss at it. 0-2. Portes looking for 10 in a row. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. No balls, two strikes. It stays. Portes, dead center of the rubber, angled towards the third base side. Into his wind. Here's the 0-2. And it swung on and flared into shallow left center. That falls for a base hit on a hop in front of Elio Prado. And Edgar Portes' string stops at 9 in a row. Caro with a two-out single here in the fifth brings Jackson Chorio to the plate with a man aboard. Always a dangerous proposition. Chorio headed to the Futures game this upcoming weekend at Dodger Stadium. Top 100 prospect in baseball, top 50. Right-handed batter, 18 years old, and the first pitch to him misses down low for ball one. Chorio singled to drive in a run back in the first, then stole second and came in to score on Leones' home run. The 1-0. Fastball just a little bit high. Two balls, no strikes. And Portes has to be careful here. I know he wants to get out of the inning as soon as possible. He give a cookie to Jackson Churio. Won't be searching for just milk. 2-0. And Churio, a big rip, chops it foul down the third base line. Two balls and strike. Churio, such an impressive 18-year-old. Came straight from the Dominican Summer League where he played last season. 12 homers, 45 now driven in, hitting above 300. Man at first, two outs, bottom of the fifth. The 2-1. And Chorio cracks it on the ground to short, charging in Romero, scoops it with the glove, throws to first, low, and Martinez can't pick it. Skips by him, going to third. Is the runner Caro. He'll stop there as the pitcher Portes backs it up, grabs the baseball from the Shorebirds bullpen. But on the throwing error, the inning continues. Oh, wow, they've actually given Chorio a base hit there, which is pretty lenient scoring, but oh well. So Caro just goes to third on the throwing error from Romero. And at first and third for Eduardo Garcia now. Garcia, one of the few Mudcats not to get in on the fun. He's 0 for 2. It's Carolina 5, Delmarva 2 here in the last of the fifth. A right-handed batter, Chorio will probably be itching to run from first. Portes from the belt. Here's the pitch. It swung on and popped up in front of the Shorebirds dugout first base side. Martinez gives it a look and just has enough room. He puts it away up against the railing, surprising even himself. Puts it away for the final out of the inning, and Portes strands to a board. On to the sixth. Shorebirds still trailing the Mudcats 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, and browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Five innings in the books here from Zebulon. It's the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds 2. Edgar Portes stringing together three straight zeros for the Shorebirds, really salvaging his start. With Hector Perez now losing on the Shorebirds bullpen, it looks like Edgar is done after five. Shorebirds will try to scratch his name away from the decision, though, as the first pitch from Edwin Jimenez to Christopher Cespedes misses down and in for ball one. Cespedes leading it off for the Shorebirds in the sixth. 4, 5, and six due up. The 1-0, Cespedes cracks it on the ground down the third baseline, just foul. One ball, one strike. But for Portes, this could have been a disastrous start. Gave up four in the first, one more in the second. 1-1. Cespedes takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. But after that, Portes then retired nine in a row and then stranded two aboard to end the fifth. The pitch, Cespedes, a weak hack at a breaking ball down in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Caro, tags out Cespedes on his way back to the dugout. And there's one away here to begin the sixth. Fourth strikeout for Edwin Jimenez, who at just 65 pitches could go seven tonight. At the very least, he looks like he's on target to throw the second consecutive quality start for a Mudcats starter. One out, nobody on for Isaac De Leon, and the first pitch is a fastball inside. He has to jackknife out of the way. 1-0. De Leon lined out to deep left his last time up. Jimenez the wind and the pitch. De Leon a wave and a miss at a breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. Left fielder Carmona, who, like we detailed earlier, not an outfielder by trade. 1-1. De Leon takes on the inside corner. It's a ball and two strikes. Carmona playing maybe five steps in front of the left field warning track. Far easier to come in than it is to go back. The pitch, De Leon out in front, dribbles it to the backstop, 1-2. Still no word on what happened with Oswell Leones, why he came out of the game. But Carmona comes on as a defensive sub for the second straight night. Now in left field. 1-2 to De Leon. And he swings and misses. Fastball the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jimenez here in the sixth. So two outs, nobody on. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Noelbert 0-for-2 here tonight. Base is empty for him. Shorebirds down 5-2 here in the top of the sixth. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Romero on a strange eight-game hitting streak. The pitch swung on and fouled off at the plate. One ball, one strike. Romero has hit in eight straight, but he's just 9-for-33. So he's only had one multi-hit game during the stretch. The pitch swung on and fouled off at the plate. One ball, two strikes, and that includes this week. 1-for-5 back on Tuesday, and then just 1-for-2 last night, or yesterday morning. Romero takes his time, readjusts his batting gloves, digs back in.
Jimenez, the rock, and the pitch. And Romero grounds it foul towards the Mudcats' bullpen, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Hector Perez loosening up out in the Shorebirds' bullpen. He's ready to go. The 1-2, and Romero swings and misses, and Edwin Jimenez strikes out the side here in the sixth. Six strikeouts for him now in the game. On to the seventh, or on to the bottom of the sixth first. It's Carolina 5, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the sixth here from Five County Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It's the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds 2. TechNet called the bullpen here to begin the bottom of the sixth for the Shorebirds. Hector Perez takes over for Edgar Portes. Portes goes five innings, allows five runs, all earned. First pitch to Gene Carmona. All right, check that. That's still Oswell Leonis, so it wasn't Leonis who came out of the game. This is getting interesting. The first pitch from, or 1-0 from Perez to Leonis, misses inside for ball two. So that leads me to ask the next question of, where in the world did Leonis go? As far as the field is concerned. To the box score for our information. The pitch. Leonis takes high for ball three. According to the box score, it is actually Henry Mendez who came out of the game after his last at-bat when he grounded back to the mound. The pitch. Leonis takes down and away for ball four. As Hector Perez walks him on four pitches.
That walk brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Walk into Verizon. Find out how you stay connected on the network. More people are miles.
So Leonis is now actually playing right field. Well, better late than never, I suppose. Leonis at first. Here's the DH, Jesus Chirinos. First pitch to him. Misses outside for ball one. Anyways, it is now Hector Perez on the mound for the Shorebirds. Perez making yet another outing here with the Shorebirds. A little surprised at this point that he's still with Delmarva, but happy to have him around as the 1-0 is high for ball two, and Perez has missed with his first six out of the bullpen. Perez making his fifth outing here with Delmarva. He's 1-0. 7 2/3 innings, has now walked 10 and struck out 10. Runner takes off from first as the 2-0 is down the dirt, gets caromed up the third baseline by Grullon. The pitcher Perez goes out and picks it up. So actually, there was a strike in there on Chirinos. This inning has been all out of whack. The count is 2-1 on Chirinos. Leonis just stole second base. And Hector Perez is the man on the mound. 6'3", 223 pounds. Right-handed pitcher, 26 years old. Bright orange glove. Matches well with the Shorebirds' orange jerseys here tonight. The 2-1. Fastball misses high. Oh, that was at the top of the zone. 2-2. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling keeping me on my toes. And at second, nobody out here for the Mudcats in the last of the sixth. The 2-2. Check swing, splitter in the dirt, appeal out to second, and Jalen Goodman says Chirinos held up in time. So the count runs full. It's the bottom of the order here against Perez. You'd hope to be able to slice and dice these guys. The 3-2. Fastball is high, ball four, and Perez has walked the first two he's seen out of the bullpen. Walks have been the sticking characteristic of Hector Perez's tenure in baseball, both in his time in the minors and in the majors, his literal cup of coffee with the Toronto Blue Jays back in 2020. The pitch home is swung on and fouled back by Luis Silva. Strike one. Sun's starting to set and turning the remaining clouds up above the streaking white clouds a beautiful shade of light pink. Pressed up against the blue in the background like swirls of pink and blue cotton candy. The 0-1 fastball on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Silva is 1-for-2. Singled and scored back in the second. It's Carolina 5. Delmarva 2, last of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball is high and away at 95 from Perez. Ball and two strikes. Perez from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Fastball high and tight. Silva checks his swing. Appeal to second. And Jalen Goodman says he went around. Tough call. Silva gives him the stink eye on the way back to the dugout. But Perez finally gets his first out here in the sixth. Runners stay at first and second. And that brings up the nine-hole hitter, Jeremy Vargas. So for two. Another right-handed hitter. The pitch. Splitter misses inside, nearly hits Vargas on the hands. 1-0. And the Mudcats dugout actually still barking at the home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. He tells him no more. Stop it before it starts. First and second, one out. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball blows by Vargas. One ball and one strike. First and second, one out. Bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside. Vargas waves away at it. And the count, 1-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Perez from a high set, the pitch. It swung on and skied out of play. First base side. One ball, two strikes. Edgar Portes was able to spin three consecutive scoreless innings after allowing four in the first and then two in the second. Perez trying to keep the zeros going and keep it a three-run game. The pitch. Fastball misses outside. And the count's even at two. Perez has walked two here in the inning. Last time we saw Hector was back on Sunday, game two against Salem. He picked up the win. The pitch. Fastball high and away. Perez misses the zone again. And the count's full. Hector against Salem threw two scoreless innings, walked two, and struck out two. 3-2 on Vargas. First and second, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss, he got him. Fastball down and away. Vargas can't connect. And back-to-back strikeouts for Perez after walking the first two of the inning. Lineup flips to the top now for Gene Carmona, who replaced Henry Mendez and grounded back to the mound back in the fifth. Two on, two out. Switch hitter at the plate, batting left. And the first pitch fastball misses off the inside corner for ball one. Perez, a look in, gets his sign. Comes ready. The pitch. Misses up and away. 2-0. Inning started with back-to-back walks to Leonis and then Chirinos. And since two strikeouts, the 2-0, Carmona swings and misses. 2-1. Carmona comes into the game hitting 182. 602 OPS, the pitch. He swings and pops it up. Back beyond third, the third baseman, De Leon, ventures onto the outfield grass and puts it away just a step into foul territory for the final out here in the sixth. Perez works around the leadoff walks and strands to a board. On to the seventh. Delmarva still trailing Carolina 5-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a match of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
It's still a three-run deficit for the Shorebirds as we begin the top of the seventh here from Zebulon. Carolina 5 and Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek with you at the start of the seventh. Steven Acevedo leads it off against Edwin Jimenez in the first pitch home. Is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Acevedo doubled and scored his last time up with one out back in the fifth. 0-1. Acevedo takes off the outside corner with a breaking ball. 1-1. Arm getting loose out in the Carolina bullpen. That would be number 46, Junior Montero. 1-1 misses down and away to Acevedo. 2-1. Right on right matchup with Jimenez out for a seventh inning of work. The 2-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner. And the count's even at 2. Jimenez the rock, here's the pitch. And Acevedo, a chopper towards third, backing up on it. Vargas has it go straight by him. Carmona plays it in left, throws it back in. We'll see if that's an error or not on Vargas. He tried to backpedal on it and get it on a short hop, but instead has it sneak right by him for a leadoff single. Took a wicked hop state straight down. And Acevedo with a two-hit game. Brings up Roberto Martinez. He's 1-for-2. the pitch. He swings, lines it the other way, and on into left center. That's a base hit. Acevedo up to second. He holds on there, and the Shorebirds, within the first five pitches here in the seventh, have brought the tying run to the plate. First and second, nobody out, and Wilkin Grullón striding to the plate. Grullón walked his last time up, still the only free pass that Jimenez has issued. Jimenez in his seventh inning here tonight, right now at 81 pitches. The pitch. Grullón checks his swing on a breaking ball down the middle. No balls, one strike. First and second, nobody out. Shorebirds trailed 5-0 after just two innings. The 0-1. Grullón blasts one. Deep out to left. Carmona gives it a look, but that baseball is destroyed. Wilkin Grullón with a three-run blast out to left has tied this game at five. The Shorebirds, trailing 5-0 after two, have come all the way back. Grullón's second homer of the season ties it at five here in the top of the seventh. That baseball was lit up. Grullón getting hugs and daps in the home run chain on his way into the dugout, as he's tied this game at five with a moonshot out to left. Now the top of the order in Luis Valdez, the pitch. He swings and hits it hard on the ground through the hole up the middle and on into right center, a base hit. Valdez holds up at first, and the Shorebirds with four straight hits off of Edwin Jimenez here to kick off the seventh have tied the game at five and now have the go-ahead run at first. And that's going to be all for Jimenez, I think, as the manager, Victor Estevez, makes his way out to the mound. The reliever, Junior Montero, is ready to walk in, and Estevez about to make the point as he takes the ball from Jimenez, who can't record an out here in the seventh. The Shorebirds tie it, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Tied at five here in the top of the seventh. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's a brand new ball game here in the top of the seventh. The Shorebirds have tied it at five on Wilkin Grullón's three-run blast out to left, and they've chased Edwin Jimenez after six-plus innings. TechNet called the bullpen brings on Junior Montero. After Jimenez goes six-plus frames, allows five runs all earned, 10 hits, one walk, strikes out six. He's still responsible for Luis Valdez over at first, who represents the go-ahead run, so Jimenez could still take the loss here tonight. First pitch to Elio Prado's a fastball high, a snap throw back to first, and Valdez back in standing. Jimenez coasted through the first five innings. First six innings, for that matter, needing just 70 pitches. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs. Prado takes up and away. The throw to second is sailed into center.
Valdez gets up after sliding, makes his way to third, and is in ahead of the throw. As he swipes second, goes to third on the throwing error, and now the Shorebirds have the go-ahead run at third base with nobody out here in the seventh. The count's 2-0 on Elio Prado as well. Valdez with his league-leading 43rd stolen base of the season. Junior Montero, the righty, comes set on the hill. The 2-0 misses down and away, actually 1-1. So the last pitch was called a strike. So 2-1, now the count on Prado. Montero, 6'3", 175, making his 22nd appearance out of the bullpen. Infield comes in. The 2-1, Prado takes a called strike, top of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Montero, 23 innings, has struck out 25, but walked 23. Valdez at third, nobody out. The 2-2. Prado takes a fastball way high, and the count's full. Shorebirds trailed 5-0 after just two innings. Have come back to tie it, now a chance to take the lead. The 3-2, it's down in the dirt, blocked by Caro. Valdez stays put at third, and Prado walks to put men at the corners, and nobody out for Frederick Ben-Cosme. The first five here in the seventh have reached for the Shorebirds. Middle infield plays at just about halfway, a couple of steps back. Not quite full double play depth. The corners are in for Carolina, with Silva holding on Prado at first. Ben-Cosme, 1-for-3 tonight. Can Freddie Basemanox come through again? The pitch. And Ben-Cosme lofts one out of play down the right field line. 0-1. Ben-Cosme had his 11th multi-hit game of the season last night in just his 28th game played. Another hit here would give the Shorebirds the lead, a miraculous comeback after being down 5-0. The 0-1, Prado runs from first, Ben-Cosme a grounder back up the middle, the shortstop Garcia Fields tags out Prado and throws to first to retire Ben-Cosme. Valdez comes in to score on the double play, and the Shorebirds grab a 6-5 lead here in the seventh. Not exactly ideal for the Shorebirds, but it gets the job done. And honestly, Prado running on the pitch may have done Ben-Cosme in. If Prado isn't running the shortstop, Garcia probably doesn't get to that baseball, but because he's on the bag, he's able to just field the ball, tag out Prado, and then start the double play. First pitch to Christopher Cespedes is a fastball a little high for ball one. So no RBI for Ben-Cosme, but the Shorebirds now with a 6-5 lead. The pitch. Cespedes fouls it straight back. 1-1. Cespedes in his return to Delmarva is 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 2-1. That completes the line, by the way, on Edwin Jimenez. So he goes 6-plus innings, allows 6 runs, all earned. Cespedes from the right side, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play. 2-2. Cespedes takes a called strike three. On the outside corner, Cespedes can't pull the trigger. Down on strikes for the third time tonight, and that does it for the Birds here in the seventh. But Delmarva takes the lead. Wilkin Grullion ties it with a three-run blast, and a double play gives the Shorebirds the lead as Valdez scores. On to the last of the seventh, time to stretch.
It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Shorebirds lead it as we start the bottom of the seventh. Hope you had a good stretch. Zach Robbie leads it off here in the last of the seventh for the Mudcats. Takes a first pitch fastball from Hector Perez down and in for ball one. Hector got out of a two-on jam back in the sixth as the 1-0 has fouled straight off the mask of Wilkin Grullón. Falling to strike, home plate umpire Charlie Welling walks the baseball back out to Hector Perez on the mound to make sure that Grullón is okay here. Grullón, the hero right now for the Shorebirds, a three-run mammoth home run out to left. The 1-1. Robbie swings and lines it out to right center field. That's down for a base hit. Cut off by the right fielder Cespedes. He fires it back in, holding Robbie to just a leadoff single here to begin the home half of the seventh. Shorebirds just took their first lead of the night. Would hate to give it right back. Tying run aboard for the Mudcats here to begin the bottom of the seventh. Catcher Jefferson Karros digs in, and the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Karros singled his last time up. Perez's pitch swung on and ripped deep down the left field line, but that's a foul ball. Can't keep it fair. And the count's 1-1. Caro, slightly open stance, rocks off his front foot. Throw over to first. And back in with a dive is Robbie. Carolina's been pretty aggressive on the base paths here tonight. So they have basically the entire series. Three stolen bases here in this one. 1-1. Caro tied up in knots. Fastball on the inside corner. Perez threw it by him at 93. And the count's 1-2. 6-5, Shorebirds last the seventh. Tying run at first for the Mudcats. The pitch. Caro swings, laces it down the right field line towards the corner. That's a foul ball. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling says it landed on the wrong side of the chalk, and it's almost the identical call that we saw last year here with the Shorebirds playing against the Mudcats. We detailed it yesterday. Home plate umpire Victor Estevez will come out and chat with the home plate umpire Welling to see if he can change his mind, because he's about to explain the same thing that I am. The right field line here at Five County Stadium presses right up against the right field sidewalk. The only way that a foul ball can stay in play down the right field line is if it hits the sidewall. That ball didn't hit the sidewall, which means that, quite frankly, it probably was a fair ball. And Estevez still chatting with Welling, trying to get a good explanation here, or maybe at the very least, an appeal. But it doesn't look like he's going to get either. What would have been for sure extra bases for Caro instead is just strike two. So 1-2, the count on Jefferson Caro. Runner at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Perez high set the pitch, and Caro launches one high in the air down the third baseline behind the bag. Third baseman De Leon puts it away for the first out here in the seventh. Caught it in foul territory, so a foul pop out. Caro falls to 1-for-3. And Estevez comes back down to chat with Welling again, as he's still frustrated after the call that resulted in Caro having to stay at the plate and then resultingly popping out. I think Caro just got tossed. Judging by the way he's walking down the third base line. I didn't see it myself, but Jefferson Caro's just been ejected from this game. He was fed up with the call by the home plate umpire. Welling popped up on the next pitch, and there was enough hang time on that pop-up for him to get in more than a few words to Charlie Welling. So next time that the Mudcats take the field, there'll be a new catcher. Caro ejected. One out here in the seventh, and here's Jackson Chorio, the pitch. Splitter is down in the dirt for ball one. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5. Shorebirds a one-run lead after trailing 5-0 after two innings. Throw over to first, and Robbie back in with a dive. Robbie led off this inning with a single to right center. On the season, Robbie, a pretty good base stealer, 4-for-4. Actually now 5-for-5 after swiping second base back in the first. Chorio, 2-for-3. Right-handed batter. Perez, letter high set. Here's the pitch. And Chorio takes a fastball up and in off of Grullon's mitt to the backstop. Up to second goes Robbie on 50-50 call, wild pitch, pass ball. Either way, the tying run now in scoring position for the Mudcats. Shorebirds scored 4 times in the top of the seventh to take the lead. The pitch. Chorio takes a fastball just clipping the outside corner. Strike one. Chorio, the Brewers' top prospect at the plate. The pitch. Fastball is down in the dirt. 3-1. First base is open for Perez if he wants to walk Chorio here. Tying run at second, one out. The pitch, and Chorio hits it high in the air, out to left center. Not too deep. Center fielder Acevedo over, makes the catch, and Robbie stays put at second, doesn't even bluff a tag. Acevedo throws it back in. Chorio retired for the second out here in the seventh. Tying run still out at second now for Eduardo Garcia. Shortstop batting fifth. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 0-1. Garcia 0-3. Fouled out to first his last time up. 0-1. Fastball off the outside corner. 1-1. Garcia, a top 20 prospect in the Brewers system. Came in number 15 per Baseball America prior to this year. The 1-1. Swung on and fouled to the backstop on the ground. And Perez, a strike away from stranding the tying run out at second. Robbie singled to start the inning. Went to second on a wild pitch. Now two away, he's still out there. The tying run. The 1-2. And it's fouled back and over the screen. We stay at a ball and two strikes. Perez at 41 pitches here through an inning and two-thirds. Hoping the 42nd gets him out of the seven. Tying run at second. The 1-2. Splitter misses high. 2-2. Perez from the first base side of the rubber. Glove pressed up against his front hip. Now comes Rennie at the shoulders. The 2-2. And it swung on. Foul tipped. Held on to by Grullon for the final out. Here in the seventh, Perez strikes out Garcia, strands Robbie out at second, and sends us to the eighth. Shorebirds still lead the Mudcats 6-5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On to the eighth here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Shorebirds holding a 6-5 lead over the Mudcats for the moment. Sam Jelinek with you here up in the press box at Five County Stadium. Isaac De Leon leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the eighth against Junior Montero. Montero got the final outs in the seventh after Edwin Jimenez was chased after 6-plus innings. First pitch from Montero to De Leon is swung on and missed for strike one. Jimenez right now on the hook for the loss for the Mudcats, which seemed improbable. Just about an hour and a half ago, Shorebirds were down 5-0. The pitch, De Leon pops it up. Down the first baseline, first baseman Silva behind the first base bag in foul territory makes the catch to retire De Leon. He is 0-4 here tonight. Jefferson Caro was ejected after popping out in the last of the seventh. coming on to do the catching now for the Mudcats is Jose Cibrian. Also hit in his spot out of the three hole. On out, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. Takes a first pitch fastball high and tight for ball one. Yaki Rivera now loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen as Hector Perez looks like he's done after two. The pitch, fastball down the middle, 1-1. Romero 0-3 tonight, riding an 8-game hitting streak. Right-on-right matchup with Montero. Works from the stretch with nobody on. The pitch, off speed, able to tickle the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Or 1-2, beg your pardon. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch. And Romero, a little check swing bleeder towards the outfield grass and right. The second baseman, Robbie, able to track it down mid-stride to retire Romero for the second out here in the here in the top of the eighth. So Romero's hitting streak more than likely done. Brings up Steven Acevedo, who has had a nice game. 2-3. Kicked off the seventh with a base hit, started the rally. The pitch, fastball high and tight, 1-0. Five straight Shorebirds reached to begin the seventh. Four straight hits. 1-0. Acevedo, a big cut and a miss. 1-1. Two outs, nobody on for Acevedo here in the top of the eighth. Shorebirds lead the Mudcats 6-5. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. One ball, two strikes. Montero turns into his set. The light kick, the pitch. Cut on and missed. Acevedo goes chasing high and out of the zone. And Junior Montero throws a 1-2-3 eighth. On to the bottom of the eighth. Yaki Rivera will try to get the final six outs for the Shorebirds. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth here from Zebulon. Shorebirds still leading the Mudcats 6-5. Yaki Rivera comes on for Delmarva to try to get the final six outs here tonight, relieving Hector Perez on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Perez goes two innings, doesn't allow a run on one hit. First pitch to Oswell Leones. Misses outside for ball one. Perez walks two and strikes out three in line for his second consecutive win. 1-0 to Leones. Fastball down the dirt. 2-0. Leones hit a two-run homer back in the first. Shorebird's pitching has now strung together five straight zeros. The 2-0. Leones takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. Cutsy pitch from Rivera. 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball three. Rivera relieving Perez on this tech net call to the bullpen. 3-1. Leones a big swing and a miss, looking for his second homer of the night. Trying to tie this one up. The count's 3-2. Rivera full wind from the first base side of the rubber. Lowers his hands. Here's the 3-2. And it's swung on and chopped foul down the first base side. We stay at 3-2. Shorebird's pitching, combined between Portes and Lopez, or in Perez, beg your pardon. Five straight zeros strung up on the board after giving up five runs in the first two innings. 3-2. It swung on and popped up, back and out of play. Now reach the seats. Plays Plinko all the way back down. Count stays at 3-2. Rivera making his fifth outing out of the bullpen. The 3-2 again is swung on and lined towards second by the leaping stab of Valdez and on to right for a base hit. Leones with a line drive single into right. There's a board here to lead off the eighth as Carolina has the tying run aboard to lead off the frame for a second consecutive inning. For whatever it's worth, Leones 3 for 5 stealing bases this season. Here's Jesus Chirinos at the plate, the pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back for strike one. Rivera, his fifth outing. He has no record, but a 13.50 ERA. This is his first save opportunity as well. Turning 19 next week, July the 19th. 0-1. Breaking ball misses off the inside corner. 1-1. In six innings, Rivera has struck out 11 and walked 3. He's given up 12 hits, 10 runs, 9 earned. That's a 13.50 ERA. The pitch. Chirinos takes another curveball inside. 2-1. Opponents hitting 400 against Rivera in his early Delmarva tenure. Was acquired by the Orioles earlier this season from Miami. As part of the Cole Sulcer Tanner Scott trade, a throw over to first, and Leones back in with a dive. Rivera sent to the Orioles on June the 1st. It's the player to be named later in that deal. Tying run at first, bottom of the eighth, 6-5 Shorebirds. The pitch, and Chirino swings and misses through a high fastball in 93. Two balls, two strikes. Chirinos homered back on Tuesday. He's hit 4 this season. Driven in 29. 1-2 tonight. The pitch. Fastball misses high. It's 3-2. Back-to-back full counts from Rivera here to begin the eighth. Shorebirds have rallied from 5-0 down. Lead at 6-5 here in the eighth. Tying run at first for Carolina. Rivera from the belt, the pitch. And it's fouled straight back. Went with the breaking ball. Chirino sat on it. But all he could do was foul it back. Rivera gets a fresh pearl out on the mound. Middle infield at double play depth for Delmarva. The pitch. And Chirinos cracks it foul down the third base side on the ground. Count stays at 3-2. Last time out for Rivera was July the 7th against Salem. He threw 2 scoreless. Walked 2, didn't allow a hit. Struck out 3. Still 3-2 on Chirinos. Runner goes from first to the pitch, and it's fouled straight back. And that's a tough break for the Mudcats because Leonis had that base stolen. He was off before Rivera even threw home. One-run game. Birds lead top of the eighth and a throw over to first. Leonis barely back in with a dive. Six-five Shorebirds, bomb of the eighth. 3-2 on Chirinos. Runner goes from first the pitch, and it swung on and fouled off at the plate. Off the catcher, Grullon. And again, Leonis from first was off even before Rivera threw the pitch home. Still 3-2. 10-plus pitches in this battle. The 3-2 runner stays put, and Chirinos swings and misses. Rivera finally wears him down, strikes him out for the first out here in the eighth. That brings up Luis Silva for the Mudcats, hitting eighth. He's 1-for-3. Another right-handed batter. Rivera from the belt, the pitch. And it swung on and laced into left down the line of base hit. Left fielder Prado cuts it off, throws it back into the cutoff man, Romero. Up to second goes Leonis. Second single of the inning for the Mudcats. And they have men at first and second. Tying run and scoring position now for Jeremy Vargas. Middle infield again, still at double play depth. Vargas 0-for-3 out of the 9 hole. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. Ball one. Shorebirds came from 5-0 down to rally and take the lead. 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball chisels the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Carolina trying to fight back. First and second, one out. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 2-1. Vargas has driven in 24 this season. 3 homers. Right-handed batter hits from a crouch. Open stance. The pitch. It swung on. Hits softly on the ground to short. Romero fields. Goes to second one. Relay to first. Just late. Valdez took an extra beat to get the ball out of his glove at second. And it cost him. Leonis goes to third, the tying run. Vargas replaces Silva at first, the go-ahead run. And Gene Carmona, against his old club, has a chance to tie it up or maybe even give the Mudcats the lead. Switch hitter bats left, the pitch. Misses down and in with a fastball, ball one. Delmarva 6, Carolina 5 here in the bottom of the 8th. First and third, 2 outs. Rivera the set. Holds now the pitch. And Carmona fouls it back and out of play for strike 1. Carmona came on as a defensive substitution back in the 5th. Grounded out back to the mound his first time up and then popped out to 3rd in foul territory his last time up. 6-5 Birds, bottom eight. Here's the pitch. And Carmona fouls it straight back, snaps the bat back to himself. So he got a pitch to hit, but couldn't square it up. Leonis, the tying run at third. Over at first, Vargas, the go-ahead run. Yaquid Rivera in the center of it all on the mound. Comes ready. His 1-2 runner goes from first, pitch misses, up and away. Nobody covers second, so Vargas takes second without a play. Stolen base, that's his ninth of the season. A base hit now gives Carolina the lead. 2-2 on Carmona. The pitch, and he swings and misses. Rivera unleashes a primal scream on the mound, claps his hands together, and walks off the mound, but the Shorebirds still leading it after eight. On to the nine. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mallory Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Mallory Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the ninth between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. It's Delmarva 6 and Carolina 5. Sam Jelinek with you. Roberto Martinez leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the ninth. In the first pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Junior Martina, or Montero, used to a different junior out there, typically playing for the Fred Nats, but Junior Montero on the mound for the Mudcats has thrown really well since coming out of the bullpen. The pitch, swing and a miss, change up, Martinez out in front. It's 0-2. Roberto 2-for-3, doubled, singled, and has scored twice. Montero from the stretch of the pitch, breaking ball down the dirt, ball and two strikes. Montero came on after Edwin Jimenez allowed the first five to reach in the seventh. Montero was able to coax a double play ball. The pitch, fastball misses high. One ball, two strikes. But right now, the go-ahead run came in to score on that double play. The 2-2. Martinez checks his swing, but it's a called strike three anyway. On the outside corner, Martinez down looking, and that's Montero's third strikeout out of the bullpen. Brings up Wilkin Grullon, who right now is the Shorebirds' savior. His three-run homer tied the game at 5 in the seventh. The pitch. Grullon takes a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Grullon's second homer of the season, a majestic shot out to left, 0-1. Fastball sinks down low, 1-1. And it snapped Grullon's 0-for-15 run. Snapped it in an extraordinary way. The pitch, about a 50-foot breaking ball, bounces out in front of the plate, 2-1. Talked with hitting coach Brink Ambler about Grullon multiple times at this point, especially when Grullon was hot. The 2-1, He swings, chops it towards the whole left side. Shortstop Garcia fields on the backhand, throws to first, and retires Grullón for the second out here in the ninth. But Brink said of Wilken that that is a guy who is maximizing his entire potential. Two away here in the ninth. That brings up Luis Valdez, the top of the order. When we go to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 2-3 and 4 due up for the Mudcats. But remember, Jose Cibrian was ejected from the game. It was Jefferson Caro who was ejected from the game. So Jose Cibrian will hit in his place. First pitch to Luis Valdez is down in the dirt for ball one. Luis 3-for-4, 3 singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. Shoots the 1-0 foul down the third base side into the netting. One ball, one strike. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left. The set and the pitch. Fastball just a little high. 2-1. Crowd livens up a little bit. Thought that that had the top of the zone. Shorebirds looking for some insurance. Leaded by one here on the top of the ninth. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 3-1. Shorebirds would love to get Valdez on here with two outs, and I think everybody around would know what Valdez's plan would be. Trying to steal second. Not sure if anybody could stop him anyways. The pitch. Fastball, high ball, 4, and Valdez with a little skip to his loo. He comes out of the box. I think he knows what's coming up next. Valdez was caught stealing back in the third, but that was against Jefferson Caro. It's now Jose Cibrian doing the catching, and although the Mudcats have thrown out the most runners in the entire minors, Caro was second in caught stealing in the minors. Cibrian is not. First pitch, Nelio Prado misses high for ball one. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5, top of the ninth. Valdez at first, Shorebirds trying to tack on an insurance run. Throw over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive. Elio Prado at the plate, he's 1-for-3. Montero set at the shoulders, the pinch. And Prado takes a fastball on the outside black. 1-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Valdez extends his lead. Here's the pitch. And Prado swings and misses for strike two. Got a pitch to hit. But couldn't square it up. So I think Valdez might be running here on this pitch, given the two strikes on Prado. 1-2. Montero ready. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs. Prado tries to check his swing, but he went around for strike three to end the inning. Prado thinks he didn't go around, but it doesn't matter. He's down on strikes here to end the top of the ninth. On to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
The field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
And enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Last of the ninth here from Zebulon. Shorebirds leading the Mudcats 6-5, trying to wrap up their largest comeback of the season. Yakir Rivera deals to Zach Robbie, and the first pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. 2-3-4 due up for the Mudcats. Robbie 2-for-3 tonight. The pitch, breaking ball, misses down the dirt. Ball one. Robbie singled and scored back in the first, also stole a base. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball snaps onto the inside edge, 1-2. Rivera struck out 2 in the eighth, stranding both the tying and go-ahead runs on. Into his wind, the pitch, and Robbie fouls it straight back. We stay at a ball and two strikes. Rivera, not even 19 yet. 18 years old for another 5 days. Slender on the hill. Into his wind, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit off the hands into right center. Acevedo on the run, and the center fielder puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. A phenomenal read by Steven Acevedo out in center. As it looked like for a moment, a fleeting moment, that Robbie was going to dunk that one in. Instead, the leadoff man retired here in the ninth. Shorebirds 6, Mudcats 5. The first pitch to Jose Cibrian is foul tipped, held onto by Grullon for strike one. Cibrian getting his first at bat of the night after coming on for the ejected Jefferson Caro as he lines the 0-1 foul down the third base side for strike two. Cibrian hitting 238, 636 OPS, one homer, and 15 driven in. Right-handed batter, open stance, bats from the back of the box. Rivera's pitch, fastball misses away, 94 from young Yaki. Rivera nods yes to the sign. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses off the table, down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Shorebirds' largest comeback win of the season had been 4. They've come back from 5-0 here in this one. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. Fastball at the top of the zone. Cibrian stays alive. Wilkin Grullon tied it in the seventh with a 3-run blast. Valdez scored on a double play to give the Birds the lead. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Cibrian not enticed. And the count's full. Should Cibrian reach, Carolina does carry 4 catchers. Jesus Garcia, their 4th catcher, the only one not in the game. As that ball caromed off the home plate umpire Charlie Welling, so I'll take a moment to try to recuperate here. So should Cibrian reach, Mudcats could pinch run for him. Rivera trying not to get to that point. Here's the 3-2, and Cibrian fouls it back and out of play. We stay at 3-2. Six-five Delmarva, bottom of the ninth. The 3-2 again, and Cibrian swings and misses, breaking ball. Oh, he got a piece of it? Oh, man, it popped in and out of Grullon's mitt, and Cibrian has life. Didn't sound like Cibrian got a piece of it, but he just managed to stay alive. Rivera gets a fresh baseball out in the mound. 3-2 on Cibrian. One out, bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds up a run. Here's the pitch, and Cibrian foul tips it again. Just out in front of Grullón. And the at-bat continues. Rivera in his first save opportunity for the Shorebirds. 3-2 again. And Cibrian takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Squirts away from Grullón to the backstop. Cibrian takes his time, jogs on down to first, representing the tying run here in the last of the ninth. It's the Shorebirds. You never thought it was going to be easy, did you? It looks like we're about to get a pinch runner for Cibrian. Or are we? Nobody's emerged from the dugout, and Cibrian stays at first base. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Grullón, to chat with Rivera here, with Jackson Churio at the plate. This might be the last game that Jackson Churio ever plays for the Mudcats. He's going to leave probably tomorrow to go to the Futures game in Los Angeles, and after that, he might get called up to High A, Wisconsin. Shorebird's trying to make sure he doesn't leave with a storybook moment. 6-5 Delmarva, bottom of the ninth. Tying run at first. Churio at the plate. The pitch. Humongous swing and a miss for strike one. A smile on Churio's face. He has one thought, and that's to end this game. He's homered 12 times this season. Rivera from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. 1-1. A rare dueling battle of 18-year-olds on the mound and at the plate. Rivera, 18 for five more days. Churio, 18 for the rest of the season. The 1-1. He swings, lines it on one hop to Valdez, who has it eat him up at second and on into right center for a hit. First to third goes Cibrian, and Churio aboard at first with a base hit. If Valdez can handle that, it's maybe a game-ending double play. Instead, the tying run at third, the winning run at first for the Mudcats. Churio with a three-hit game. And Eduardo Garcia at the plate. He's 0-for-4 tonight. Rivera trying to keep him hitless and keep the Shorebirds on top. Time called at the plate. And the clock is going to be reset. First and third, one out, bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds lead 6-5 for now. Garcia from the right side. Rivera's pitch. Fastball misses high for ball one. Mudcats starting to get an arm loose out in their bullpen just in case this game goes to extras. Out to the mound now goes the Shorebirds pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. He'll chat with Rivera, with Noelbert Romero serving as translator. Trying to instill some confidence in a young Yaki Rivera in a pressure-packed moment. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first for the Mudcats. A 1-0 count in Eduardo Garcia. Shorebirds lead 6-5, bottom of the ninth, trying to cap off their largest comeback of the season. Infield back playing for two. The pitch. Breaking ball splits the middle. Buckles Garcia's knees for strike one. Churio, a strong lead from first. He can run. He's 10 for 12 in stolen bases. A throw over to first. And he's back in with a dive. Dancing off of third. Got to keep an eye on him. Jose Cebrian, the tying run. First and third, one out in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Churio runs. It swung on, a one hopper to second. Valdez Fields throws to the plate, not in time. Valdez trying to make amends for the ball that got by him earlier in the frame. Tries to throw out Cebrian at the plate, who was off on contact. Cebrian scores ahead of the throw. No out recorded. Garcia reaches on the fielder's choice. Churio goes to second. And we're tied at six here in the last of the ninth. Garcia does get credit for an RBI. Churio at second because he was running. The game continues. The pitch, Leones swings and fouls it back and out of play for strike one. Valdez with his glove on top of his head trying to process the mental miscue that he just had. 0-1. Leones swings and pops it up. Foul ground in front of the Mudcats dugout, third base side. It goes over the netting and out of play for strike two. Leones 2-for-3 tonight with a two-run homer. Back in the first. Hits here with men at first and second, one out. The winning run at second here in the ninth for the Mudcats. The pitch. He lines it the other way, slicing out of play. We stay at 0-2. Shorebirds and Mudcats now tied at six here in the last of the nine. Winning run at second. Here's the pitch. And Leones pops it up behind home. I'll get back and out of play. We stay at 0-2 again. Still 0-2 on Leones. The pitch. Breaking ball flies to the backstop, and the runners take 90 feet. Grullón and Rivera got crossed up. Rivera had the breaking ball slip out of his hands. Sailed high into the backstop. A wild pitch, and now with one out here in the ninth, Churio the winning run at third. Garcia goes to second, but that doesn't matter. The infield now comes in for the Shorebirds. Outfield comes in. Tied at six. The pitch. And Leones again pops it out of play, third base side. Joel Benitez starting to throw in the Shorebirds bullpen with Rivera now at 54 pitches out of the bullpen. Churio at third, the winning run. 1-2 on Leones. Rivera, the pitch. And it swung on and hit weakly down the left field line. Third baseman De Leon trips over the bullpen mound, makes the catch. Relay throws it to Romero, the throw to the plate. Not in time. Churio tags and scores from third on a game-winning sac fly to third in foul territory in the Mudcats bullpen. A brutal finish here to this one for the Shorebirds. Two runs score in the ninth on mental defensive miscues. And the Mudcats walk it off on the Shorebirds by a final score of 7-6. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap. Your final score, it's the Carolina Mudcats 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Back with the post-game show next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Five County Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. One normal day of Shorebirds baseball. It's all I asked for. Shorebirds with their largest comeback win of the season, only to squander it in the ninth on some of the wildest defense and wildest plays that, quite frankly, I've ever seen. Shorebirds fall in walk-off style to the Carolina Mudcats by a final score of 7-6. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds fell behind 4-0 after an inning of play. Edgar Portes really struggled in the first inning. So he gave up 5 hits, a couple of RBI singles, a 2-run homer to Oswell Leones. And the Mudcats had a 4-0 lead after one. They tacked on another in the second, RBI ground out for Hendry Mendez. But after that, the Shorebirds pitching staff really settled in. Portes then retired his next 9 in a row. And the Shorebirds offense started to come to life. Delmarva scored a run in the third on a Luis Valdez RBI single, and then another one in the fifth. Made it 5-2 at that point. Portes departed after 5. He had allowed 5 runs on 8 hits, but the Shorebirds were still in the game, trailing 5-2. It was still that score as we went to the 7th. Shorebirds put the first 2 on with back-to-back singles for Steven Acevedo and then Roberto Martinez. Wilkin Grullón then with a mammoth 3-run homer out to left, tied the game at 5-all. Luis Valdez then singled, went to second on a stolen base, and then took third as the throw was sailed into center, and an ensuing double play allowed him to come in to score. Shorebirds had a 6-5 lead. Yaquid Rivera threw a scoreless eighth after putting 2 runners on, stranding both the go-ahead and tying runs at the plate for the Mudcats.
But he wasn't as lucky in the ninth. One out walk to Jose Cibrian was followed by a single to Jack Tenorio, putting men at the corners. And that's where the defense started to get dicey. Ground ball to Luis Valdez at second, with Tenorio taking off for second. Should have been just a play at first, take the out, two away, man at second, get out of the threat and go to the 10th. But instead, Valdez tried to throw home. His throw to the plate was late. Cibrian slid across home plate, tying the game. Tenorio safe at second. Garcia safe at first with an RBI fielder's choice, tying the game at 6-6. Still just two away. A wild pitch sent both runners to second and third with one away. And then Oswell Leonis hit a pop fly down the left field line into the Mudcats bullpen. Third baseman Isaac De Leon made a heroic effort as he tripped over the bullpen mounds to make the catch. He then flipped it to the shortstop, Noelbert Romero, right next to him, realizing that De Leon had no shot to make the play on the tagging Tenorio from third. So he flipped it to Romero, whose throw to home was late. Tenorio slid across with the winning run, and the Mudcats walked it off on the first foul sack fly to third I can ever remember seeing. Final line score here in this one, it's Delmarva 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They strand 5. Carolina, 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They strand 9. Junior Montero picks up the win for the Mudcats. He improves to 5-1. Goes 3 shutout innings. Doesn't allow a hit, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Yeah, Keith Rivera takes the loss, allows 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits over an inning and 2/3. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts for Yaki. We started this one at 7 o'clock sharp, finished at... Well, time of game hasn't been inputted yet, but I had it at 9:45 for... Well, they had it at 9:44, so be it. Time of game, 2 hours and 44 minutes. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Finishing at 7:44 when Tenorio slid across home. Attendance here on Thursday night from Zebulon, 1,340. On July the 14th, 2022, from Five County Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall back to 29 games under 500, now 27-56. 6-12 here in the second half, now 12-32 on the road. They have lost 2 in a row. Carolina, they improve back to 500, 42-42, 8-10 here in the second half. Now 26-16, 10 games above 500 here at home, and they've won back-to-back games. Let's get you a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. It's gone final from Lynchburg. The Hillcats, with 3 in the bottom of the 8th, take a 5-3 win over the Charleston River Dogs, their second straight win over Charleston. Down east in Columbia, now in extra innings, they're in the bottom of the 10th, tied at 4. As Columbia scores 4 in the 9th to take the lead, only to allow a run in the bottom of the 9th to Down East to see the game go to extras. Salem, a 3-2 winner over Kannapolis. Red Sox now at 44-40. Myrtle Beach, an 11-4 triumph over Fayetteville. And Augusta, a 3-2 win over the Frednecks. Those are your Carolina League scores. Now for Birdland, Orioles have today off. They extended their winning streak to 10 yesterday against the Cubs. They'll try to resume their winning ways tomorrow and turn it up to 11 after the off day today. Norfolk and Worcester playing a twin bill. Tides took game 1 2-1 behind the strong pitching of Matt Harvey. Game 2 right now in the bottom of the 6th. It's 10-3. The Tides over the Woo Sox. Gunnar Henderson just with a 2-run triple. Bowie doubleheader against Akron. They're going to sweep that one. Bay Sox with a 2-0 win in Game 1. Right now leading in Game 2, 9-1. Connor Norby with 2 homers in Game 1 of that twin bill. Colton Kowser has gone yard in Game 2. Aberdeen a 5-4 winner over Jersey Shore in their regularly scheduled game. Daryl Hernandez with his second home run with Iron Birds. Jersey Shore took the resumption of the suspended game 6-3 in Game 1. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 4 here on Friday night between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. 7 o'clock, first pitch again. It'll be Ryan Wong on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 3-4 with a 3.78 ERA. Going up against Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for the Carolina Mudcats. He is 2-3 with a 3.38 ERA. Right-handed pitcher for Carolina. First pitch at 7 o'clock sharp. Pre-game show, we'll talk to you at 6.45. That'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's ballgame. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury that helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time, it's the Carolina Mudcats 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Shorebirds rally from 5-0 down to take a 6-5 lead, only to see the Mudcats score 2 in the bottom of the ninth and walk it off, dealing the Shorebirds their second straight loss. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.